Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. About this weekend, I got a great feeling about the Indianapolis Colts. I've got nine reasons the Colts are going to beat the Texans, and not just beat them, but beat them badly this Sunday at noon. We're going to talk about Purdue, a chance for number one in the first time in the program's history tonight. Tomorrow, Indiana opens up Big Ten play against Nebraska. The Pacers tonight against the Heat. Win, 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 win. I don't see any Indiana team losing this weekend. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. They are wonderful at what they do. You can bet anytime, any game, fantastic stuff, prop bets, wonderful, bet anything, anywhere, anytime with mybookie. Great place. And we're going to tell you how to do it this afternoon. Ivan the Idol, who has been hotter than hell about the last month. Right, winning at a 78% clip over the last month. Ivan the Idol is hot. All right, let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the nine reasons I've got that they're going to win this game on Sunday in Houston. First of all, the injury situation. Nobody sat out of practice yesterday for the Colts. Everybody practiced. Buckner, Doyle, Sendejo, and Yassin were limited. For the Texans, completely different story. Conley, Cooks, and Johnson, their three best offensive weapons, all sat yesterday again because they've got an illness. Then you've got five others who didn't practice. Three were limited, including Turner, Martin, and Grenard. The injury situation finally tilting in the favor of the Indianapolis Colts. Another reason they're going to win, they have no choice. Their back's up against the wall. They have to win this game. If you win this game, you've got about a 60% chance, 6-10-ish, of going to the playoffs. If you lose this game, you've got about a 1-6 chance of getting to the playoffs. This is a huge game. If you lose this game, you leave yourself no wiggle room whatsoever. You've got to win out to get to 10 wins, and it's going to take 10 wins to get to the playoffs. It just is. And that last hit, you got a game against the Patriots, who are the hottest team in the NFL. You got a game against the Cardinals in Arizona, one of the best teams in the NFL. Then you've got a game in Indy against Vegas. You can win. Then you go to Jacksonville. Jacksonville seems like a joke, right? Go in there. It's like in Stripes, Bill Murray talking about going into Czechoslovakia. It's like Wisconsin. We're going to go there. We're going to kick some ass, and we're going to come home. The Colts haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. Don't forget that. Let's talk about this game going into the bye week. Frank Reich has never lost a game the last game before the bye week, ever. 3-0. I know that's not a lot. That's not like going 9-0. It's not like a complete track record, right? But 3-0 going into the bye week, it means something. The Colts, they score 13.4 points per game more than the Texans. The Texans allow 2.9 points more per game than the Colts. What's that tell you? That tells you that the Colts are a team that finds a way. The Colts are a much better team, right? They find a way to win. At least they have six times. The Texans, they find ways to lose by a lot. Even with last week's five turnovers, the Colts average 1.25 per game. The Texans, in their two wins, have averaged 4 takeaways. If you take care of the ball, you are going to beat the Texans. The game a couple weeks ago where the Texans beat the Titans, remember that? We were all happy. We said, hey, the AFC South is back in play. And then the Colts lost to the Bucs and kind of took it right out of play. Anyway, although it could be back in play, if they beat the Texans, beat the Patriots, and the Titans, they lose their next two to the Jaguars in Nashville, which seems unlikely, and at Pittsburgh, the Colts are about a coin flip, 52% or 42% likely to win the AFC South. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't like getting ahead of myself. Turnovers, you take care of the football, you beat the Texans. It's that easy. Last time these two teams played at Lucas Oil Stadium, the Colts whitewashed the Texans, beat them 31-3. Jonathan Taylor, 14 carries, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, an 83-yard touchdown run. Jonathan Taylor, terrific the last time. The Texans are terrible against the run. One of the worst teams in the NFL against the run, while also being the worst team in the NFL. They rank 32nd of 32 in the NFL running the football. They average, not ironically, I suppose, 3.2 yards per carry. There you go. There's 9 reasons. I could find more. I could go 40 deep reasons why the Colts are going to win this game. There's only one reason that they could lose it. If they turn it over a lot, and you know what? You can't take games for granted in the NFL. Everybody's paid to play. Texans are playing at home. We didn't even talk about T.Y. Hilton because I can't count on T.Y. to stay healthy. But against the Texans, especially in Houston, he has been awesome throughout his career. If this is T.Y. Hilton's last month of professional football, go ahead and ball out, T.Y. All right, Pacers tonight against the Heat. 7 o'clock, T.J. McConnell out for a while. So says Rick Carlisle, out for a while. He's got a wrist injury. T.J. Warren, he's getting better. The foot's getting better. We act like this is Michael Jordan coming back from a foot injury back in 1985. It's not. This T.J. Warren, is he going to put the Pacers over the hump? I would almost rather have Chris Duarte start at the 3 anyway. T.J. Warren is an afterthought to me with this team. Pacers are 9-15. They don't go to the line enough. They're 28th out of 30 going to the line. They're 24th in three-point percentage at 32.9. They're 25th in steals. You want to know why they're 9-15? There are 3 really good reasons. Pacers tonight against the Heat. I'm getting fed up with the Pacers, right? Keep changing out coaches. You go from Nate McMillan to Nate Bjorkgren to Rick Carlisle. The roster stays the same, and the product remains uncompelling. To me, I watch every game, and every game I sit and I think, what the hell am I doing watching this game? You compound that or combine that with watching Indiana football, which, thank dear God, is over for the season. And I really wonder what I'm doing being a sports fan in Central Indiana until I wake up and watch the Colts on Sunday or Indiana basketball or Purdue basketball. Purdue, tonight, they take on Iowa at Mackey Arena. They need this win. If you win this game, because Gonzaga lost to Duke and then Duke got beat in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, if Purdue wins, they're going to be the number one ranked team in the country for the first time in program history. Purdue is the best team in the country right now. Can they continue to be the best team in the country? Can, in March, this team find a way to peak as other teams are peaking, younger teams are peaking? Purdue, one of the reasons that they are the best team in the country is that they've played together for a really, really long time. Minus Caleb First, this team has been together and functioned together and has grown up together, right? Trevion Williams and Zach Edey and Sasha Stefanovic and all these guys. Jaden Ivey, obviously. You got a core, Eric Hunter Jr. a core of a team that has played together, competed together, won together. Of course, they're going to be really good early in the season. Can they be this good in March after all the one-and-done kids go through their freshman year and really go through that process of becoming college basketball players? That's going to determine what Purdue does in March, but it would be great in early December for Purdue finally to get over the hump and get that number one ranking that they have sought for their entire program history. I think rankings started, what, in the late 30s or 40s? Been a long time, and Purdue has never been number one. So hopefully they get this done. Both teams, Iowa and Purdue, are 7-0. The only team of note that Iowa's beaten is Virginia. Keegan Murray, Chris Murray, twin brothers, they're both good. Keegan's better somehow, despite being twins. He's averaging 24.6 and 8.9. Jordan Bohannon, they've got him, they're load managing with Jordan Bohannon because he's borderline elderly at Iowa at this point. He's averaging 23.3 minutes a game. Jordan Bohannon, about to turn 30 at Iowa. How many classes can you take? During Big Ten Media Day, Ellie Patberg was being questioned. She plays for Indiana and has for a really long time. She's like the Jordan Bohannon of Indiana women's basketball. Said, are there, some guy actually asked basically this question, I'm paraphrasing, are there any classes at Indiana you have not taken? Even Ellie Patberg laughed. So that's kind of what you got. And then you got the McCaffrey brothers and Fran McCaffrey. Is there anybody more fun? Is there any coach in the Big Ten more fun to beat than Fran McCaffrey? Turns red, gets angry at everything. Fran McCaffrey was born angry. He's going to die angry. He is just an angry, angry coach. And those guys are great fun to beat. Indiana, Nebraska, tomorrow. Nebraska's ranked 97th by KenPom. That game at noon. Indiana will win by 11, according to KenPom, and be 11-9 in the Big Ten, according to KenPom. We'll see what happens with Indiana. Tiptoeing into the Big Ten is a good thing. Playing Nebraska at Simon Scott Assembly Hall is a really good thing for Indiana, coming off that loss, that double overtime loss to Syracuse, where you saw them get better throughout a game. Schematically, adjustments were made that made Indiana more competitive in the game. When was the last time we saw that? The answer is never, at least not since Tom Crean took over the program back in 2008. Have not seen Indiana adjust in the middle of a game and become schematically more competitive. That's what happened the other night as Indiana got beat at Syracuse. So I'm not all bent out of shape over that loss. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? It's a Friday. You got a Friday birthday? It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Glenn Heidbreder, happy birthday. Vinnie Brooks, happy birthday. Kelly Dennis, Steve Sabesma, happy birthday. The great Nancy Bowen, big hug for Nancy. When she'd give me a paycheck at MS Communications, I gave Nancy a nice hug. I miss getting paychecks. I liked paychecks. Direct deposit, for me, sucks. There's no validation in direct deposit. Getting a piece of paper that says, hey, you're worth something. I enjoyed that. Dee Dee Hart, happy birthday. Rob Mercer and Brian Lee, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. Have a great day. Hit subscribe. Punch like. Ring the bell. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you after the Indiana win tomorrow at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. That game again at noon. And then we'll talk to you at about 4 o'clock on Sunday after the Colts win. It's going to be a weekend of victory in Central Indiana. I can't wait to get started. Let's go.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.